This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for December 10th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, Jalen, today with these stories. First, from Suzanne Cosgrove of John Lothian News. FIA Asia V, call for greater operational efficiency. Unanimous, but we need a few heroes. The COVID-19 pandemic and the period of intense volatility that followed its initial onslaught highlighted gaps in the infrastructure that supports global exchange-cleared derivative systems. But those glitches have been at play for a while and need to be addressed, panelists at FIA Asia V said. In a panel on operational efficiencies during day two of the conference, Don Byron, FIA's head of global industry operations and execution, pointed to the group's November 2021 blueprint plan to modernize trading processes. The FIA report was based on interviews with 25 firms and more than 60 industry participants done in collaboration with JDX Consulting. It showed the industry needs to move to, quote, effective fire prevention rather than effective firefighting, Byron said. There's some pain from operational inefficiencies, but in periods of volatility, it becomes a very sharp pain. The FIA wanted to bring the industry together to help solve the problem, and the blueprint is the first step in that direction, he said. To read the rest of this story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a second story from John Lothian News from Sarah Rudolph. FIA Asia V panel addresses lessons from Archegos default. The first topic brought up at the panel titled Future State, Where Do We Go From Here? At FIA Asia V was the fallout from the Archegos capital management and what the industry might learn from it. Archegos was a $10 billion family office founded by the New York investor Bill Huang. Its default in March 2021 was one of the largest trading disasters of all time. Archegos failed to meet margin calls from its prime brokers, which then led to huge losses for Credit Suisse and Nomura, among other banks. The default took the industry by surprise on a number of levels, said the panel's moderator, David Martin, head of Global Clearing Asia Pacific at JP Morgan. He added that some analysis has since been done and good articles have been written about Archegos and practices in the financial industry. He asked Philip Huang, head of risk management at Orient Futures International in Singapore, what the industry can do better in the future. To read the rest of this story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from today's Hits and Takes section. The FT's Lex has a video titled Where Crypto Anarchy Will End that looks at why cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin have gained traction in finance worldwide thanks to dissent, greed, idealism, and fear of missing out. Where will it end? Watch the video and find out how Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistol fits in and where Lex thinks it will end. The UK's FCA has a press release titled FCA Issues Final Messages on LIBOR Before End 2021. And they really, really, really mean it this time. This will be their final message for 2021 on the subject of LIBOR. The NFA ordered Chicago, Illinois commodity trading advisor K-Ratio Advisory LLC and former introducing broker K-Ratio Brokerage LLC never to reapply for NFA membership. Let's just say that they had their ratio of good to bad behavior all out of whack. Ken Griffin is hiring Joe Biden's top Secret Service agent, David Cho. Cho is joining the hedge fund Citadel as deputy head of security. Cho was the first Korean-American to be special agent in charge of the Secret Service Presidential Protection Division. There is an interview on CNN with Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota and author of the New York Times bestseller, Deadliest Enemy, Our War Against Killer Germs. He says in the interview, you cannot outrun the game clock with this pandemic. This virus will find you, and unfortunately, many of the outcomes are very sad. Look at what's happening right now in the U.S. We have healthcare systems around the country, including in my home state of Minnesota, that are hanging on by a thread. We've seen healthcare system virtually broken by this pandemic. They just couldn't provide critical care to non-COVID patients. Melanie Budin, co-founder and managing director of the Realization Group, is the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. The London-based Budin is an originating team and steering committee member of the Digital Pound Foundation and spent 15 years in marketing and business development at EDS and Singeris. She also worked for GE Information Services. Thank you to Melanie and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Quantigo is offering its perspective on the equity markets in this past year in an equity risk review seminar slated for December 16th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. The company said Melissa R. Brown, Quantigo Managing Director, Applied Research, will review the risk environment in 2021 from a number of vantage points, adding that stocks tended to follow their individual characteristics rather than broad market movements this year. Registration information is available in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Most Influential 2021, Gary Gensler from CoinDesk. When Gary Gensler came to the Securities and Exchange Commission, he had the reputation of a regulator who had reformed U.S. law to address novel financial products once before. In 2009, Gensler was given the task of wrangling the then-out-of-control derivatives market after the crash in 2008 and the Great Financial Crisis. 12 years later, he heads to an agency overseeing a financial system shaped by that crisis and in the midst of a raging pandemic that has changed how retail customers interact with the system. And again, Gensler is tasked with addressing a class of novel financial products. My comment, Gary would be on my list too. I'm just not going to tell you which list. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Griffin says Florida can reposition itself to lure talent. Florida has a chance to reinvent itself as a destination for talented workers after a portion of the finance industry relocated to the state during the pandemic, Citadel founder Ken Griffin said. Right now, Florida has an opportunity to capture a new moment in America, the 53-year-old hedge fund billionaire said Thursday at a luncheon hosted by the Palm Beach Civic Association at the Florida Town's Four Seasons Hotel. There's a chance for Florida to reposition itself as a destination for talent in a way that forever changes the state. My comment, I am sure that Mr. Griffin likes the governor of Florida more than the one in Illinois, and this is just another tweak at J.B. Pritzker. Here's a story from AFP. U.S. best place to hide, launder illicit funds. Yellen. While small countries are often perceived as major havens for hiding or laundering money, enormous amounts of illicit funds end up in the U.S. financial system, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Thursday. There is a good argument that right now the best place to hide and launder ill-gotten gains is actually the United States, Yellen said in a speech to the Summit on Democracy. My comment, of course it is. Here's a story from The Guardian. Fall on walk from bed to desk is workplace accident, German court rules. A German court has ruled that a man who slipped while walking a few meters from his bed to his home office can claim on workplace accident insurance as he was technically commuting. The man who was working from home and on his way to his desk one floor below his bedroom, the Federal Social Court, which oversees Social Security issues, said in its decision. My comment, good to know. I have a similar commute. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. COVID is making many offices obsolete. Here's what happens to them next. More companies are making remote work permanent, forcing developers to convert old office buildings into warehouses, apartments, and other uses. Allstate Corp's suburban campus outside Chicago, with its interconnected buildings, manicured grounds, and acres of parking, represented a new vision for the U.S. office when it first opened in 1967. That vision is now dead. The insurer reached a deal last month to sell most of the campus. The new owner plans to demolish the office buildings and convert the Northbrook, Illinois site to more than 3 million square feet of e-commerce warehouses and other logistics facilities. What will become of the Chicago Financial District? It needs reinvention. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Crane's CME loses key battle and potentially costly trader lawsuit, which was also our top story Wednesday. Second was the Wall Street Journal's crypto executives defend industry as Congress considers oversight. And third was a repeat from Wednesday's top three, half a billion in Bitcoin lost in the dump, from the New Yorker. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.